all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio. Starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
All right, Michelle, just like good girls, every time you and I get together, don't we just like spread out beauty products everywhere and have a little 411 on what's the new stuff and what you can't live without? Don't we? Come on. Don't we?
We do. We love our lipsticks, right? And our lip glosses. And then we talk about our wonderful beauty experts, which we have one on today, right?
The best. It's Tim Quinn, the celebrity beauty expert and national director of creative artistry for Giorgio Armani Beauty. Tim, thanks so much for being with us. Save our life. What are the 10 beauty products?
Hello.
Just tell us.
Well,
these
are 10 of like my top go-tos.
Obviously,
Giorgio Armani Luminous Silk Foundation. It's been my red carpet essential for the last 13 years. I mean, 24 shades.
You know, I've used it.
Me too.
I've used it. You have turned me on to it. I absolutely love it. What I love about it doesn't have that kind of heavy, foundation-y feeling. It's just silky. It's actually silky. It's amazing.
Yeah, I think foundation should be that. You know, you want to see your skin. It's just to perfect your skin. My second favorite thing.
Well, women think that foundation is more like a, you know, something, you know, like Halloween outfits. You know,
hide
everything.
I think, and, you know, you get stuck with, that word from, it sounds like so 1950s, you know.
Totally. All right, number two. What's the next one?
That's so true.
Oh, the Clarisonic. That Clarisonic cleansing tool for your face is hands down the best product I've ever bought. It does it all.
No,
it's face
down.
Right in the shower. It's waterproof, cleanses, firms, tones, does it all for you. 2 minutes, it's time.
Okay.
You have to think it through.
I own it. I love it. It's phenomenal. I know that Michelle loves it just as well. How about that go-to eye palette?
Now, this is a little secret weapon that Urban Decay's. They've had their Nakeds palettes now for several years. They've had the version 1, 2. They have the new number 3 palette that just came out. It's amazing because, as you know, I love that color rose gold. And the basics of this eye palette is all like a little bit of rose gold, so it's flattering on any eye. It's the only palette you need to carry with you.
Okay, that's an absolute, you know, that's a bucket list item. I'm going to go out and run and get it now. And right
I'm
along
go
with
get
the
it too.
Amazing lash, well, how about that
lash curler? You know, it's so funny how many people don't use one, but it can change your whole eye. I mean, you know, granted that, you know, it takes a little practice because you don't want to, you know, do this while you're, like, driving or having coffee. But the Urban Decay Tarte one I like because it's kind of more ergonomic, so, like, you can squeeze it. You don't have to feel like you're doing surgery.
I know, seriously, I've almost had my eye gouged by makeup artists who were, oh, am I doing this right? No, let's just wipe the blood off my face.
As
what
you're,
did
like,
you just do?
Pinching the last, you know, the tear line or something.
It's like, excuse me.
Nothing worse.
You know, I like doing my own. How about tinted moisturizer?
I think tinted moisturizer is the best thing for anyone to own because it's great just for your everyday. We have, actually, Giorgio Armani has this new CC cream that actually has treatment in it, has SPF 35, it comes in 8 shades, so, you know, it gives you, like, a perfect little veil for when you just want to put something on, it helps correct your skin, and then you can actually use it as your primer, put your Luminous Silk over it when you want to go out.
Oh, fantastic, and then
you know,
you've
I like
talking...
layering things, you know.
Oh, yeah, layering is totally the best. You know, a lot of women are wondering what's with eye serum. So you like a special eye serum for eye treatments from Giorgio Armani?
I do. You know, an eye cream is great because it does the moisturizing, but the eye serum does much like what a face serum does. So it firms, it boosts the hydration level, it helps with the fine lines, and it optically, when you put the eye serum on, it optically makes the eye look smoother. So to the naked eye, you just look like you took a few years off and you haven't really done a whole lot, but yet it's doing work underneath. And I think that that's one of the things, like, it's the easiest thing to add into your ritual. Because the eye area is where it all shows, you know, that in your hands, but I can't do much about that.
Hey, Michelle, look at the lip treatment. I use this. It's the Kiehl's and Clark Botanical.
Have you
ever tried that?
I know.
Oh,
I
my God,
too.
I love it.
I mean, I think a lip treatment is like...
It.
I mean, everybody has at least, I mean, I buy them by the dozens because I'm always losing them.
Me too.
You know, I don't know what happens to them, but, you know, you fly a lot, you talk a lot, you drink a lot, you need something to keep the lips hydrated. And I like those Midfield and the Clarks Botanicals because they're like that little tube. You can squeeze it and put it on. Like, I don't like using my finger to put things on my lips.
Right.
I know.
Exactly.
I love it. Drives me crazy. It drives me crazy, and it's a short drive. And
yes.
When we go to the and when we go to the makeup remover place, I've seen all these over the top, super expensive makeup remover things, and here you have the Garnier wipes, which is exactly what someone told me about a long time ago when I was doing a tremendous amount of filming for the Discovery Channel. I had goop all over my face. I thought I'd have to take a pressure hose to my face after I was done with all day filming. And these Garnier wipes are the best. Why do you like them so much?
Well, I love they're portable, A. B, they leave your face feeling moisturized. You know, a lot of times when you cleanse the skin with some of these, you know, over-the-counter things, your skin looks stripped of moisture. With the Garnier, like, I can use them quick. They remove everything. They remove mascara. They leave the skin looking moisturized. They're easy to carry. You know, I carry them with me on the plane, you know, because more times than not, somebody around me has got some kind of a makeup issue, and this is the easiest thing to pull out and, like, hand off.
Are we talking about makeup felonies?
Yeah, you know, but
makeup felonies.
There's no worse delight than sitting next to someone on a plane with that sunlight coming through. I'm like, let me help you.
And you're looking at them and you're going, excuse me, I have a Garnier wipe. Can I just wipe your face? Because before the makeup police show up and arrest you.
You'd be shocked how many times
Speaking
that eyebrow.
Sunlight.
I've been so tempted to pull people's eyebrows out while sitting next to them that it's almost...
Oh, no!
I can only imagine.
God, it must
too.
Be so painful.
It's all I can do. I have an
me
obsession
too.
With it.
How about sunscreen? Let's talk sunscreen.
Okay, well, I mean, that's, you know, I've been to every dermatologist on the planet, and sunscreen is what you hear all the time. So you need, you know, I don't care what you're doing, whether, you know, you're like me and you're still baking in the sun, you need your sun care. You know, a simple daytime moisturizer... And one for the body. I happen to be obsessed with Hampton Sun because I like the way it leaves my skin feeling. But, you know, it's one of those things that you really have to work through. I like it when they're waterproof, too, because I think that we're all so damn active. Well, I can't believe I just said that on TV. On radio. But you want something that's going
to
stay with you.
Yes, we
I think it's like the FDA
on,
after
right,
me or something.
Well, no, we've just went from PG rating to R.
but that's okay.
We can work around this. Yeah, well, our middle name is flexible. We can go. We can do this.
What about mascara? Let's talk mascara. My favorite thing of all time.
Okay, people are obsessed with mascaras of late. The Giorgio Armani Eyes to Kill, hands down, if I even didn't work with the line, I would be using this mascara because it gives you, like the name says, eyes to kill. And the really remarkable thing is because so many mascaras of late, they put the fibers in them to make them give you that instant volume. And then, you know, right. 2 or 3 hours later, you've got all this debris underneath your eye, which makes you look like you've been out partying. You won't have that problem. You don't want your lashes to break down while you're, you know, having a power meeting.
That's why that's
happening
to
you
me.
Know,
I'm getting that flakiness underneath the eye. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's partly because, you know, there's that whole thing, you know, keep your mascara 3 months or whatever. You know when your mascara is getting dry. Well, listen, when I see somebody, like, pumping that mascara thing as if they're filling a tire, you know, then it's time.
Oh, stop. That is terrible. Oh, my gosh. I just love it. Tim Quinn, you are our man. Celebrity beauty expert, National Director of Creative Artistry for Giorgio Armani. We are so happy you've been on the show with us to teach us about the 10 beauty products you can't live without. I'm Dr. Pam Peek, along with Michelle King-Robeson.
Thank you, Tim. I can't wait to go out and get all these new products. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.